There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, folks. Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. Tom Lacabara Stewart here with you with Miss Lori Anderson and my friend Art Hollowell, discussing, mass shootings, mass psychology, self-defense, MKUltra, scopolamine, all of the interesting things about these events that are trying to push for a revolutionary change, as the communists say so often. We're going to be getting into the manifestation of an ancient phenomena and their link to psychiatric drugs in the in this aspect. But Lori, you had some things that you wanted to share with us, so why don't you take that and run with it?
I do, Tom, and it actually is related to what we've been discussing anyway. So in Deerfield, Illinois, as if Chicago and Illinois doesn't have enough quote-unquote gun violence, which is an oxymoron in and of itself.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they don't have enough already, a Deerfield Village board voted unanimously to ban some semi-automatic firearms. The amendment to the village's gun ordinance restricts firearms village leaders define as assault weapons, such as AR-15s, of course. AR-15 rifles, this is quoting the article out of abc7chicago.com.
Yeah, AR-15,
I'll just wait. AR-15 rifles have been used in various mass shootings, including the Parkland, Florida school shooting. Quote, "This is our fight. This is our generation's fight, and we're going to keep fighting," unquote, said Deerfield High School student Ariella Koresh. Thank you for being part of that. Deerfield's new ordinance also prohibits high-capacity magazines. The ordinance is patterned after Highland Park's ban on the high-powered weapons.
What Highland state Park, is this?
Illinois. Highland Park's ordinance survived a 2015 legal battle that went to the United States Supreme Court. Quote, "If Highland Park, if Deerfield, if more towns say no to this type of weapon, maybe the state of Illinois says no," said Deerfield Village Manager Kent Street. Quote, "Maybe the federal government says no," unquote. Opponents of the ban said that it makes Deerfield less safe. Quote, "You are the bureaucrats that Thomas Jefferson warned us about," said Deerfield resident Dan Cox. The new ordinance goes into effect on June 13th. Residents who do not remove the banned weapons from their homes by that date face a fine of $1,000 per day. So I want to say this.
Okay, when you're done saying that.
De facto law.
May I?
Yes, you may.
State right to bear arms in Illinois. Article 1, Section 22 of the Illinois Constitution reads, "Subject to only the police power, the right of the individual citizen to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." Illinois case law provides support for the proposition that most reasonable firearms, and this is an article, right? Mm-hmm. Regulations are valid under Article 1, Section 22. Mm-hmm. So here again, we have, first of all, their law. And, you know, I don't really like the way it's worded, subject only to the police power, comma,
right.
The right of the individual citizen to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So, I mean, that's a slightly problematic, I would say. But Section 22 simply prohibits an absolute ban on all firearms. But then again, a firearm it must be able to be used in terms of self-defense. Therefore, to purport to ban things that could be brought to bear against residents in the commission of a crime, massacre, or whatever, it nullifies their argument on absolute, because mm-hmm. the intention of them with their first of all is a right, mm-hmm. and here's something that people lose sight of: subject only to the police power, the right of the individual citizen to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, the right almost nullifies subject only, because a right cannot be stripped from you. A right, this inalienable right to keep and bear arms, the government did not grant. Neither did the police grant. Mm. So it's not subject to anyone. So that would then move to the federal constitution, which we all know the meaning of that. So Marbury v. Madison, any unconstitutional law is null and void, which means they also did know that unconstitutional laws would be passed. So it nullifies these nitards down there and what they're trying to do in Illinois. They just can't do that. And I would like to say, please, those who are actually trying to put that into effect, please be the first one through the door. Please mm-hmm. do me a favor and strap up and you be the first one in the door. Folks, please feel free to call anytime, 1-800-313-9443, to comment, ask a question, chime in. Please feel free to do so. I want to encourage that. I know that we didn't used to really take a lot of callers before, but we'd like to encourage you to do so if you feel so inspired to share with us anything. That's 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to move to Art Hollowell and his views on what Illinois is trying to do by banning banning arms in their little fiefdom there. What do you think there, Art?
Act of tyranny, that's all. And being the what type of government they have there, they've had democratic control for the last 100 years, I think. What can you expect of what they'll do? And since it's them type people probably won't even lift a finger to oppose it.
Well, that would be shame
There's
on them.
There's people that were definitely opposing it, because in the article it was having people stand up. And of course, you know, it kind of reminds me too, the way that they passed this one. It kind of resembles, if you remember, how the New York Safe Act was passed in the middle of the night, even when all the citizens were completely against it, and they passed that in secret. So that's what it kind of reminds me of. Of course, it's all unlawful the way that they're doing it, and it's just going to depend on whether individuals are going to buy into that. Plus, you know, $1,000 a day, that's a good money scheme. There you go again with that money.
Right. That's right.
Well,
you know, in a 1982 case, Quilisi versus Village of Morton Grove, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals rejected an Article 1, Section 22 challenge to a local ordinance, which was number 81-11, prohibiting the possession of handguns within the village's borders. Mm-hmm. The court affirmed the lower court decision upholding the ordinance, finding in relevant part that the right to keep and bear arms in Illinois is so limited by the police power that a ban on handguns does not violate that right. And the court went on to note that Section 22 simply prohibits an absolute ban on all firearms, There is no right under the Illinois Constitution to possess a handgun, nor does the state have an overriding state interest in gun control, which requires it to retain exclusive control. Once a local government identifies a problem and enacts legislation to mitigate it or eliminate it, that enactment is presumed valid and may be overturned only if it is unreasonable, clearly arbitrary, and has no foundation in the police power. So, but here is...
That's an opinion, not law.
My Lord have mercy.
So I want to tie this together with some things about David Hogg, because we were discussing David Hogg earlier, and it actually all ties to it. Yeah. So, yeah, America's hog tied again, right. So David Hogg, has he been caught lying again? This is a quote, "I don't have shadowy figures behind me." And that's an unquote as well. So David Hogg, he's at it again, telling lies, as it appears. After he called for a boycott of Fox News over Laura Ingraham's jab at his rejection by colleagues, he attempted to downplay claims by many that the boycott was led by powerful, shadowy, radical groups. So he claims that this is not going on, which I'm going to expose in just a minute. Now, look, there is no doubt that the same people who were funding that his little temper tantrum in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago are continuing to funnel money and open doors for him in the media. Among those are Michael Bloomberg, George Soros, and Planned Parenthood, as well as the usual suspects providing him airtime in the CIA-controlled media like CNN, MSNBC, and so on. His march was also organized and led by the Women's March and the Giffords Foundation, which I'm going to dig into a little bit further in just a moment.
Yeah, just do me a favor. Realize we have a caller on the line, too. So,
okay.
So in the middle of this, take a break because I want to get to somebody in the heartland there.
Sure. So the Giffords Foundation and the kids that attended were given scripted messages to present to the media. It was complete AstroTurf. I love Tim Brown, Freedom Outpost, his writings. Speaking of MSNBC, Hogg was asked about former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly's tweet about the boycott, quote, being directed by powerful, shadowy, radical groups who want Laura Ingraham off the air on the last word. O'Reilly wrote, "The tweet from Ingraham Angle was ill-advised and Laura had apologized. But know this, the sponsor boycott is not some spontaneous uprising by companies. It is being directed by powerful, shadowy, radical groups who want Laura Ingraham off the air." That's a tweet from Bill O'Reilly. Of course, this was in response to over a dozen pansy advertisers dropping their sponsorship of Ingraham's program. However, Hogg responded just like a child, and he doesn't even get the question being asked of him. Take a look. Quote, "I don't have any shadowy figures behind me. I'm just a kid that uses Twitter. If he sees me as powerful, that's okay. I don't see myself that way." David Hogg says in response to Bill O'Reilly comments that powerful, shadowy, radical groups are leading ad boycott. Well, you know, I'm not going to go through the rest of this article. It is a very good article, and it is titled, it's on freedomoutpost.com, "David Hogg Lying About Shadowy Figures Behind Him." However, I want to go a little bit further into that really quick with the clip, and then I'm going to get to our caller because this is going to connect those dots. So let's hear how organic this movement March for Our Lives was. Let's hear how many of these quote-unquote children were behind this, because what I am getting ready to play for you is a hidden audio that was released, and this is dated March 20th, 2018. The individual that is being audio recorded, her name is Debbie Miller, and she's a Broward County teacher. She's from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And this meeting was at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, and this was a planning meeting for March for Our Lives. She's also known as event organizer for the Gifford Foundation.
You know what?
If you would, Sam.
I can't wait to hear
Please play that clip.
Those of you I did did not meet in my reception line. I am Debbie Miller. She of the multicolored emails. And on behalf of Giffords, I could not be more excited to welcome you all to our We Are the Change trip. Speaking in front of kids for a living is super easy, but this is a little nerve-wracking. So, first of all, I want to say thank you to Beverly Lewis and got this place donated, and we are super appreciative. So please, if you have any events coming up, have them here at the Marriott. Everyone who's going, it would be amazing if you could familiarize yourself with the Giffords organization. Giffords has not only arranged an unbelievable itinerary for us, but they've got medical support, there's security, there's counseling, there's
armed
media
security,
relations, pretty much everything that they could think of, they have arranged for us. We've got teachers. I feel like it's like going to camp.
Teachers,
like,
you know, wonderful.
Your mom.
Like going to camp.
My tech support extraordinaire has set up a Facebook page and Instagram. The username is wearethechange_DC, because we are the changers team. If you don't have an itinerary, it's because when I got up to like almost 200, my principal was like, I'm assuming that's not for school. And I was like, sure it is. If you've had a chance to go over it, you'll see that it is really, really, really outstanding. They've also gotten us into some private viewings of museums that ordinarily it takes forever, like 5 years to get into. We're also going to have some things that are not on the agenda that are kind of top secret, so all the press here, just pretend you're not hearing this. But we will be introduced on Capitol Hill by Nancy Pelosi, so that's kind of cool. Mitch McConnell is threatening to meet with us, but I'm not sure if he really means that or not, as is Marco Rubio. So we'll see how that one goes. And it's quite possible we're going to have a private meeting with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I got to speak to Joe Biden on the phone through Giffords. And he's really dedicating his life, I have to tell you guys, to your cause. Poster making, we're going to have our own Parkland Lounge, they're calling it, for you guys to go and decompress and have press-free zones. Okay. All media requests, as you guys know, and you've been doing great, have to go through Anna Direct, through Giffords. The greatest thing that has happened to me throughout this whole process is that I was given a press attaché. How cool is that? They're like, what do you need? And I said, well, I don't know what I need. And they said, would you like a press attaché? And I said, I think I would. Because I feel like I'm the kind of person that should have a press attaché. So now I have one, and I go around telling people I have one. It's impressive, right? Giffords will be sending a person with you. There's no kids going to press events by themselves. And this is really important. You need to have your talking points ready. We are going to be met at the check-in counter at the Fort Lauderdale Airport by a person from Giffords. They're going to know you are because you're going to be wearing your cool Giffords shirt. Please wear your shirt on the plane. That is my one big request. Now, for plane captains, there's going to be a teacher at one end and there's going to be a teacher at the other end. So one teacher is going to make sure at the counter that you're checked off the list, that you get to security, and there'll be another teacher waiting at the other end of security.
Yeah.
By the way, Southwest has donated all of these seats to us.
All of that.
When we get off the plane, the Giffords people will be there. They will literally usher us off. We'll go to baggage. The buses that are taking us to DC are right there. It's not going to rain on Saturday, so yay. You're welcome. I would say something about the politician who said the Jews were in charge of weather, so you're welcome. That's not right. The other thing is, and again, this is super off the record. So, here's what happened. It was supposed to be a march. And then, shockingly, they wouldn't give permits for the march. So the march became a rally. Now, I've heard rumors from kids that since the rally is right on Pennsylvania Avenue and the White House is like a 20-minute walk up the street, that that might happen. So it's conceivable that we could leave at the end of the rally and walk to the White House, where we rally some more and hold up our signs and say our piece and create a little hell, and then go to the NEA building and have hot chocolate.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Debbie Mills.
Right, and so
no, Debbie Miller. And I want to mention Dennis in Indiana. Call back. Sorry about that.
Please call back.
When you have two hosts at the same time, it's kind of difficult to coordinate. But please do feel free to call back in 1-800-313-9443. The phone lines are open, and we will work our content around your calls. Sorry about that.
So, Tom, did you notice in there she not only admitted about the Giffords anti-gun narrative, and if y'all don't remember, I don't know if you remember this, Tom, do you remember when her husband got caught trying to grab that AR-15 to show how easy it was, and then they found out that he actually was going to give it to somebody else that he didn't report it to, and they refused to sell him the gun? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, and not for anything, but I just listened and I heard two laws being broken simultaneously. One, the fact that the protest, they didn't get the, and these are Democrats, right? They want the laws and they want the rules and more laws, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't get the permits. It was an illegal march that they skirted around. But more importantly, because I really have some issues with that anyway, more importantly, she was using school property to create this political flyers that she was passing out. When asked, is that school business? She admits to lying right there at the podium. So she's using taxpayer funded dollars to push a political agenda. Oh, I talked to creepy Joe Biden on the phone. Yay!
And that's his sole thing is to support this. So let me read something for you.
Just, hold on. Just take a shotgun. You don't need any more guns. Just take a shotgun, walk outside, and shoot it up in the air, you moron.
Well, this is what is on Giffords' site, okay? She published this on giffords.org. You can find it yourself, everyone. Giffords, this was released, press release, February 23rd, 2018. Giffords Next Gen America. And Every Town for Gun Safety announced national program to register high school students to vote. Did you hear me?
Great.
High school students to vote.
Great.
High school students, most of them are not 18 years old yet.
I do.
That would be illegal. But let me read this to you, Tom, and then
hold
get
on
you
on. Hold on a minute. We have Dennis back again.
Awesome.
Dennis in Indiana. Dennis, you're on. Okay, Dennis is not back. Something something strange is going on here. That's okay.
Termites.
That's
love
all right,
us.
Folks.
Okay.
We'll get this straight eventually. We just got kind of back into our mainstream. We're coordinating. It's
okay. So what this is exactly what it says. I'm quoting exactly what they have on their site. It says Giffords Next Gen America and Every Town for Gun Safety today announced that they are launching a nationwide initiative to register high schoolers to vote ahead of the 2018 midterm elections and elevate the voices of young people as they demand common sense action on gun reform. With an initial $1 million contribution from Tom Steyer, the program will launch on March the 25th after the March for Our Lives and will include a national voter registration drive, support fellowship programs for high school students, and provide trainings that will reinforce their activism. Quote, if Congress won't act to protect our kids, we must elect one that will, unquote, said former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, co-founder of gun safety group Giffords. If politicians who have benefited from millions of dollars in NRA cash won't pass laws to make our schools and communities safer, we will vote them out. Today's students from Parkland and across the country are inspiring the country to be better. Come November, many of these young Americans will be making the difference themselves as they cast their votes for the first time. What we saw last week in the shadow of a terrible tragedy was young people with their hearts bleeding for their dead friends and classmates saying, enough is enough, this ends now, said President of Next Gen America, Tom Steyer. We've seen incredible examples of young people using their voices to call for change and demand political courage from their representatives. Instead of doing their job, Republicans have refused to even debate common sense gun laws. The politicians who continue to drag their feet on laws protect Americans in order to appease the gun lobby have a simple choice: listen to the voices of our nation's youth or find a new job. The passion and courage displayed by young people after the mass shooting in Parkland has compelled millions of Americans to act, said John Feinblatt, president of Every Town for Gun Safety. Teens are speaking out and demanding more of their elected leaders, and now they're ready to channel their passion.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. They're elected what?
They're elected leaders. Mm-hmm. Now they're ready to channel their passion in the 2018 elections, when voters will throw out lawmakers who are beholden to the gun lobby and its dangerous agenda.
The gun lobby, you mean other American citizens who free to associate with each other.
Right.
All right. Dennis in Indiana is actually back. Okay.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
I don't think I'm confused now, right? Dennis, you're on.
Okay, Mike. All right. We were talking about earlier. You know, you're talking about the scopolamine and a sample of his hair. Are they tampering with all the evidence down there before they tear down that school? Where is all the bullets and where are they matched up to one single gun, and where is the gun? And where is the DNA of that kid? Mr. Cruz. Where's his DNA from his sweat, his skin, just the dead skin cells, his breath on his mask, and the helmet on his head, and any gloves that he had on? Where is any of the evidence of DNA from there, or DNA on any shell that they have found? Where is the gun? And if there was gunshots all over the place, plus as the victims, why aren't all those gun fragments, the bullets, compared to see if there was more than one gun and all of that? And where is the evidence being taken to, and who's doing all that? And is it being tampered with at all? And who's proving it's not being tampered with?
Well, that's a good, that's a very, very good question. And that is what I aim to try and find out. With the FOIA request, as well as the toxicology testing of Nicholas Cruz and hair follicle testing specifically for scopolamine. And if those tests were not conducted and have not been conducted, because scopolamine gets out of your urine very quickly, it's very difficult to detect by fluids even hours after your intoxication. But the good news is that hair follicle testing would potentially show. So we are going to be filling out a FOIA request for that information. The only thing that we can do is try and get it, but we will report it as soon as we have it there, Dennis. I promise you that.
Go ahead.
I hope you get an honest to God fearing judge that goes by the Constitution to do that. Because I've been
you
on
me
high
both,
of
but they're getting harder to find.
We'll be right back after
a
couple
right
words
back.
From
Cole
our sponsors.
Stevens, hang on if you want. We'll be right back. Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN, folks.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast. I am Lori Anderson, joined with Thomas Lacovara Stewart, and he will be back in just a moment. I was previously reading what the plan of the Gabby Giffords gun-grabbing agenda is, and another thing that is behind it is, and I'm going to continue reading off of what she has on her site. Focusing on districts and states represented by legislators who are backed by the NRA and consistently opposed common sense gun reform, the program will include a large digital and mail voter registration program, as well as a pre-registration program for 17-year-olds in states such as Florida and California. With 66% of Americans supporting stricter gun laws, and an overwhelming 97% supporting universal background checks, young people are on the front lines of the fight to ensure that every person in America can go to school, work, places of worship, or a concert and feel safe. Following the tragedy in Parkland last week, the students of Marjory Stoneman Douglas High have proved that young people are passionate, articulate, and eager around the issue of gun reform and are already to build a better future for themselves and their fellow Americans. The coalition is committed to providing young voters with skills and resources they need to organize against the politicians who refuse to act in their interest and ensure that their voices are also heard at the ballot box in November. This program will also complement the work of NextGen, NextGen Rising, a $30 million national effort by NextGen America to engage, register, and mobilize young voters in 10 states ahead of the 2018 midterms. Let me tell you,
the NRA, huh?
Yeah. So let me tell you what this breaks down to. First of all, Miss Gabby Giffords, she is pro-UNSATT. She is about grabbing the guns. And her husband was caught. The gun store rescinded Mark Kelly, which is her husband, rifle purchase because they questioned his intent. That backfired on her husband. Now, this is a bigger scope, as we've talked about, Tom, and it goes so much bigger into the brainwashing, the Marxism, and everything else.
Before you get into that, we have Fred in Michigan, and I did open up the call lines, and out of fairness, I don't want to make anybody wait. Fred in Michigan, you're on.
Hey there.
Hi, Fred.
How y'all doing?
Tom,
what's the website for Tim? Is it Tim Brown?
Freedom Outpost.
FreedomOutpost.com.
.com. Thank you for that. I'm going to check that out. I want to call your attention to Henry Maykow, M-A-K-O-W, HenryMaykow.com.
I'm familiar.
Great. 26 Feb this year, the article, Mossad Shabad, Deep State, Behind Operation Parkland. Far from being a victim, Well, let me quickly run through this. It'll take a couple minutes.
Go ahead.
Far from being a victim, David Hogg, the forward observer of the Joint Israeli CIA Death Squad, sent to Parkland to ensure sufficient numbers of his classmates would be killed. Jewish-born crews likely recruited by Sham Rim Secret Society as the patsy for the commando raid, brainwashed at Shabbat House.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that Nicholas Cruz, our so-called Cuban, is actually not all Cuban?
According to Japanese American native-born Yoshi Shimatsu, born and raised in Brooklyn. Yeah, this is his quote. Jewish-born crews, most likely recruited by Sham Rim Secret Society as the patsy for the commando raid, brainwashed at Shabbat House. Now, this is news to me. Let me continue. The gun grab movement, part of the long-term Masonic Jewish communist war against Gentile America. Now, he goes into the planned march for our lives, spearhead of the CIA Mossad coup. The sole video showing suspect Nicholas De Jesus Cruz on 14 Feb, taken more than an hour after Parkland event, recorded by security camera of Chai Shabbat House of Lubavitcher Sham Rim, Ultra-Orthodox Jewish cult at 5761 Coral Ridge Drive. This indicates, as earlier mentioned, that Jewish-born Cruz is most likely recruited by Sham Rim Secret Society as the patsy for the commando raid brainwashed at Shabbat House. Okay. The March for Our Lives is being promoted by the manipulative media as a youth initiative by five Parkland school, quote, survivors, led by son of Kevin Hogg, a James Comey FBI agent. The actual permit holder for the Washington, D.C. rally for gun control is not Parkland students, but Every Town for Gun Safety, right? Okay. Then they show a photograph of Every Town, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, looks like Shabbat Lubavitch women, including Hillary Clinton, Nista for president. A further verifying Zionist role in Parkland School commando strike, two of the Every Town advisors are connected to Special Weapons Program of IDF. Eli Broad, founder of his namesake institute, involved in biowarfare research on Ebola in West Africa, and Qualcomm boss Irwin Jacobs, who funds Technion, the Israeli Institute of Technology.
That makes sense because, I saw a bunch of headlines stating that, and I just looked them up real quick, the Times of Israel, Nicholas Cruz left making an appearance before the Florida shooter said he hates Jews, claims they want to destroy the world. So he trained with white supremacists, although he's Cuban, and that didn't make any sense to me. That would make sense in some ways, because that's, of course, if they're going to brainwash you, what are they going to have a despicable mass shooter say? Well, that's an interesting angle that I hadn't heard before.
Well, Tom, the white supremacist so-called group is called the Florida Republic or the Republic of Florida.
Yeah, Republic of Florida. And he's not attached to them at all. Yeah.
No, he's not. And the Yoshi Shimatsu made that perfectly accurately clear. Now, right. This Israeli Institute of Technology created and developed the IDF Cyber Warfare Program. The IDF Cyber War Command is yet another Israeli component involved in the Parkland false flag op, specifically responsible for jamming the Broward County Police Radio and hijacking Parkland School's video monitoring security system with the insertion of fake video clips, similar to the video capture method shown in the casino robbery of Ocean's 11 with George Clooney and our buddy Brad Pitt. The role of Kevin Ralph Hogg in the electronic warfare operation against the police rescue team is also exposed here. Now, this Kevin Hogg, he's the director of an area cyber warfare technology group called Cubic, I believe it is, Cubic Systems. And let's see if he gets into this here. Okay, listen to this. In tribute to Israeli electronics genius, I quote an IDF Cyber Command officer reported by Arutz Shiva 7. How about that? I've never heard of Arutz Shiva, A-R-U-T-Z Shiva 7 newspaper, 23 Feb 2016. Quote, we are ahead of the rest of the world in digital capabilities by at least 15 years. We've integrated operational internet cape with which enables any commander to do anything in any place. Anything, anywhere, anytime includes commando strike against Parkland School, St. Valentine's Day. The electronic warfare used for the exfiltration phase of Operation Parkland had to be precisely coordinated with the movements of three assailants and their forward observer, who must have used a different frequency with communications to their headquarters. Not surprising, former Navy flyer Kevin Ralph Hogg is employed at Cubic Simulation Systems in nearby Pompano Beach, which develops programs and graphics for military training and ops. Under DOD contracts, Cubic divides its various ops planning sections into different regions of the country. Cubic's Pompano staff, where Kevin Hogg works, focuses on joint services commando operations such as hostage rescue or strikes on terrorist homes using cyber tech developed by IDF Cyber War Division. And he goes on to cite DLD procurement order for Cubic in Orlando, Simulation Systems, Inc., Cubic Simulation Systems, Inc., being awarded $19 million $930,000, to a previously award firm fixed price foreign military sales contract for the procurement of Israeli Defense Forces engagement skills trainer 2,000 plus systems and related services. I won't go on anymore.
Yeah.
It just gets more freaking
wow.
Inflammatory, man. Our common, insidious, nefarious, ultimate enemy within is this Shamrim Shabbat, Chai Shabbat House, Lubavitcher, ultra.
Well, you know, I find it very interesting, too, that Scott Israel at one point declares himself a Talmudic Jewish proponent, and then the next minute you see him with a Muslim and and embracing the Muslim community. All of that stunk a little bit to me to begin with, and I didn't go down. I haven't had time to go down that rabbit hole either. But
well, Tom, Chris Hinckley is a masterful forensic.
Yes.
Super sleuth. He has dissected what you just said precisely. He precisely elucidates Dar Alum and this Scott Israel, who publicly declared the Talmud as his focal point for his entire life's works, including law enforcement.
He sure did. It was in his campaign.
The tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. War by deception.
So the boycott, divest, sanction Israel. Speaking of a genie with a magic wand, Tom and Lori, you got to go to Press for Truth. They did an article by the title "Genie Oil and Gas Syrian War." Genie, Genie Oil and Gas Syrian War, Golan Heights. They reveal the actual names of the board of directors of that oil and gas company. And gosh, by golly, gee whiz, looky here. Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, et al. I mean, they might as well say PNAC. They're waging war against us via ISIS and destroying all these beneficent homeland fighters, patriots, Syrians. By the way, that oil pipeline that is cited in that article that I just described, Genie Oil and Gas Syrian War, Golan Heights, Press for Truth, it's a direct opposer to that oil gas pipeline of the Genie Oil and Gas. And like Clint Robertson told Robert Redford in 3 Days of the Condor, Robertson being CIA director, well, man, and, you know, it's always about oil. Well, yeah, that and drugs, right? That's why Pat Tillman was murdered in Afghanistan. On about the opium, heroin, drug fields.
My computer will not allow me. My computer will not allow me to open up any of that content that we were just talking about. My brand new computer just froze.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be visiting my local Shabbat Lubavitch synagogue, and I'm going to hit up the head rabbi or his associates with this Intel data, and I'm gonna record all this. By the way,
please send me a copy. You got it.
Well, I'm gonna play it on your broadcast, bro.
Oh, sounds great.
I'm record it, and I'm gonna get some very advanced technology that will definitely record it very clearly.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's what I like to hear.
Absolutely.
No, that's my raison d'etre right there, bro.
Well, you know, and we've known for a very long time the Syrian situation stemmed out of Assad would not go along with Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Turkey to go along with the pipeline that they wanted to put through. They basically wanted to they wanted to tell Syria what they were going to do with their own natural resources, and Assad was like, no. So then, you know, of course, we had the funding of ISIS, ISIL, Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, whatever you want to call it. They have so many different little names, and they're different factions of the same thing, getting funds from the United States of America. We've exposed that for a very long time. But, Tom, I want to get back to this real quick because
go ahead.
We were on the David Hogg situation and the school. And so many people are being David Hogg's portraying himself as someone who cares about the kids and cares about lives. Well, he did a Paul Joseph Watson did a report from InfoWars, and he what had happened is he ran across some posts that were made by a Davis Green 111 on Reddit, and he discovered that the poster was none other than little David Hogg. And let me tell you what it said, because this is going to show people just how much David Hogg cares about individuals. In a 2017 Reddit post, March for Our Lives gun control activist David Hogg celebrates the fact that mosquitoes kill billions of people as being the great for the environment. Another user on the site asked the question, what is a positive reason for mosquitoes to exist? To which Hogg responded, quote, they kill humans, billions of them, which is great for the environment, unquote. The post was made 8 months ago. So this little individual is also sounds to me, I'm not going to go over the rest of it because we only have a few minutes left in it, and I've got to close the show out with the best kickback, because as I've been telling the listeners, Tom, and you, and we've been discussing, there's a civil war going on, not with bullets, but with ideals and with people standing up all across our union, and you know that. And so I wanted to close out the show with a bit of someone standing up and really standing up. So I wanted to put this out there. Tim Brown also reported on this April 2nd, 2018. And the title of it is finally Republican Senate candidate goes on the offensive. You ready for this one, Tom?
Yeah.
He's calling for the legalizing of machine guns and repealing the National Firearms Act. So as Tim reported, he said, seriously, we do need a lot more of this, lots more of this. A U.S. Senate candidate from Missouri has ruffled a lot of feathers in both political parties, but for good reason and good cause, after he called for going on the offensive and legalizing machine guns and repealing the National Firearms Act. American producer, writer, political activist, and commentator Austin Peterson is fed up with hearing the whining from the little communists and the big ones in our country as they attack our God-given rights and our Constitution. He has watched as they have advanced their agenda in D.C. and in the states, and wants to stop playing defense with all of those who attack the Second Amendment and start playing the offense. On Wednesday evening, Peterson tweeted something that I have longed to hear on the Second Amendment from a person seeking to represent the people. Quote, it is time to stop playing defense on the Second Amendment and start going on the offense. It is time that we start talking about legalizing machine guns, repealing the National Firearms Act entirely, Peterson tweeted. Well, that is a good call. Machine guns are legal, provided that you pay tax on them, but that's what he was getting at, removing the taxation restriction on them. However, he was not done. On Thursday, he followed that tweet up with, repealing the National Firearms Act is a good first step, but we also should repeal the Hughes Amendment so citizens can purchase more modern machine guns manufactured after 1986. Now, I can just hear many of those who are on my side crying about this, like they did about the unconstitutional bump stock ban put forward by the executive branch under President Donald Trump. And they will say, quote, well, that's a dangerous gun, or those just waste ammunition. So what? That's not the point of the Second Amendment. The point of the Second Amendment is to ensure that the God-given unalienable rights of the people are not infringed, and that included the right to own a rifle that is fully automatic or has a bump stock on it. Furthermore, Peterson points out that by repealing the National Firearms Act and the Hughes Amendment, Americans can purchase more modern machine guns that were manufactured after 1986. Now, I'm not going to go on with this article because we're running out of time, Tom. However, everyone, you might want to go to Freedom Outpost and read this article because it does go into more detail. However, it's absolutely wonderful to see pushback. Not only that, it doesn't matter if it's scary looking. I'm going to tell you, no matter which arm it is that you own, a bullet is just as deadly. Okay? If you if you have a 38 pistol, you're just as dead if you get hit between the eyes as you are with a 40 caliber or a 22 if it doesn't bounce off your skull. So we have a caller, Tom, and we have Jimmy from Alabama. Hello, welcome.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you, Jimmy.
The gentleman you just had on the air, he was talking about a Genie Oil Company and the Goliath Heights. I got a list of the board of directors. Jacob Rothschild, James Woosley, former CIA director, Dick Cheney, Rupert Murdoch, Michael Steinhardt, a Wall Street guru, Mary Landry, who was a senator from Louisiana, Bill Richardson, U.S. ambassador, Larry Lawrence Summers, eight of them.
Good God.
Did you say Mary Landry?
Yes, I did.
Tom, her name sounds very familiar.
She was the chairman of the Senate Committee on Energy. But yeah, she's from Louisiana.
Well, she sounds also, I'm going to have to look into that because her name sounds familiar. Do you remember the video that we put out there catching the individuals bragging about stealing the land from the veterans?
No, I hadn't seen that. I heard this on the guy on the radio, and I looked this up about 2 weeks ago. And I wrote everyone up, and then I looked it up myself, and I wrote all the eight board of directors down, every one of them.
Yeah, it is a sad situation where the real people who are the criminals get held accountable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, this guy, and he was talking about this thing down in Florida. I read that same article. A lot of that speculation, some of it's facts and some of it are not facts.
Right. Yeah, that's why I don't go down usually a whole lot of rabbit holes. I stick to what I can prove. But, I mean, it's interesting. I'll look into it. I'll look into any angle. Nothing would surprise me that way.
They had one of the teachers on the radio last week from that school. Her name is, I can't remember her last name.
Yeah.
Anyway, it sounds like time's up.
Yeah, time's up. Call back tomorrow. We'll be here. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. Thank you, Jimmy. And thank you to our guest, Art Hollowell. God bless
and
you
as
all.
Always.
Corey Anderson and Tom McFerrin. God bless you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.